Hello, Podlers. Coming up, you'll discover what this is. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Everyone was putting up their Christmas decorations at the weekend. So many people up and down and around the land. And then they stepped back from their Christmas trees and they looked at them and they thought, that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah.
It's lacking something.
Yeah, one thing.
What does it need? What does it need? It needs a giant see-through glass bauble with the Dave Berry Breakfast Show written on it. That's what it needs, Mr. Bongo player. Bring us home. Thank you. So to win one of those, to add it to the decorations you've already put it up. Put it up. Sorry, it was my daughter's birthday party last night. I've been surrounded by six-year-olds. Yeah. That's the only excuse I have for saying put it up. So if you want to add my bauble to the Christmas decorations already resplendent on display in your place of residence, then all you need to do is tell me which song is this. Now, you recognise it, but you realise it's not the actual song, is it? It's not the full song. It's just the beginning of the song and the end of the song. It's My First, My Last, My Everything. But you can name that band, surely.
Definitely.
We know this band. Yeah. Anna, do you know this band?
I do know this band.
If you know this band, text your name and your answer to 81215 right now. That is 81215 right now. It's your chance to win a Breakfast Show Christmas bauble, and that chance is coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where, of course, for you early birds, I have that opportunity to win yourself a bauble to hang from your tree. And joining us right now, we have Joanne. Good morning, Joanne.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Joanne, welcome along to the show. Joanne is in Yorkshire. She hasn't done her tree yet. When are you going to put your tree up, Joanne?
It usually goes up about a week before Christmas because I tend to get a real tree.
So you get a real tree.
To drop too early.
Yeah, you don't want the pine needles all over the carpet.
No,
yeah,
of course.
Constantly.
So, to quote the great Dave Berry, she hasn't put it up yet. So that's great. So, Joanne, would you like to dangle my bauble from your real tree?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
In that case, can you tell us, it's the first note and the last note. Who is this?
Charlemagne by Blossoms.
Is correct, Joanne. Nicely played. Joanne is a fan of the main station, by the way. That's why she knows. That's why she knows her Charlemagne. Joanne, the other thing I have to ask you, now it's the 2nd of December, is have you been whammed yet? Or are you still in?
I am still in at the moment, but anything can change. So far, so good.
Okay, so far, so good on day two. If you have been whammed, by the way, let us know at 8, 12, 15. We're going to be getting into that in a big way a little later in the show. But right now, give it up for Joanne, everybody. Joanne, have a great Christmas when it comes around. And thank you ever so much for tuning into the show.
You too. Take care.
Well done, Joanne.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here he is with the social ammunition. Matt, you've had a whole weekend for you and your bloated team to gather the comings and goings across all the social media. Yeah. What have you got for us?
Well, I was thinking,
it better be good, is what I'm saying.
Well, I spotted something on Instagram over the weekend that I thought might make a little can you guess what record is being broken here moment. We've had quite a few over the past year. Since we fell in love with the Guinness World Records people, and we did the little boy peeling satsumas, and that was a great record.
Was that this year?
I think it was early this year.
That was this year.
One of the highlights of this year on this show.
Massive.
But since then, I've started following them, and there's lots of weird records all around the world. Some of them sound very strange. And this one, I wonder if you guys can try and work out what the hell is going on in this piece of audio.
Is it
you getting anything?
Is it the Tin Man from Wicked having a bit of alone time?
He's oiling up. It's not that. He's very quick.
If only he had a heart.
Is it to do with the coin?
It's not a coin, no, because it's quite... It's not an obvious sound, is it?
Is it a wheel?
It's not a wheel either, no, no. So I'll put you out of your misery, shall I?
Yeah.
Well, we weren't in misery. We were joining.
No, I was feeling that was making
miserable.
Me feel really low.
Yeah, you're miserable. You've done it again, haven't you, Matt?
Sorry, the image.
I said make it good, and now we're all miserable.
The image you put in my head of the Tin Man is making me feel miserable.
He was jogging. He was on a Peloton. Keeping fit.
Yeah. No, okay, yeah, of course he was. Yeah. Man, look, what it was.
What is it?
The most piano key hits in 30 seconds by a guy from Romania called Thurzo Zoltan. He did 500 in 30 seconds. So he used the farthest key along, the C note, and he struck it 16.6 times per second with alternating hands. So he's doing the old Daley Thompson decathlon on the ZX Spectrum, but on a piano.
I've got to pretend not to recognise that reference, but between you and I, that was brilliant.
So very fast fingers.
Yeah.
And he achieved the world record. It's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has he considered playing perhaps a second note? Or...
He might move on.
Status quo.
Isn't he headlining Glastonbury this year?
Yeah. He's going to be massive. And you heard him here first. Speaking of music, I've got a lovely, great mashup from the There I Ruined It people.
Oh, they're great people.
Always do excellent work. And now they've taken a song we're all familiar with, Take Me to Church by Hozier.
Yeah.
But they've somehow decided to mash it up with Morton Harkett and A-ha.
They're always using A-ha, those
guys,
aren't they?
They do love A-ha. They do love A-ha, but this one works particularly well.
Take me to church, I was my daughter.
I'm into it.
It's great, isn't it? It's a really good AI Morton Harkett.
Can you put a Romanian playing the piano over the top of it somehow, Matt?
I think we should work on some sort of mashup there, I think. I can't play it both at the same time, but I've only got one audio channel, sadly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning, and as we launch into a brand new week, let our freak flags fly. Complete the sentence, is it weird that I... The number is 81215, or nowadays, you can leave us a voice note at 0330 123 1215. The kind of thing I'm looking for is when, for example, listener Ginny joined us on air not too long ago, and she really... really loves her crisps.
Is it weird that I recently bought 270 packets of the exact same flavour of crisps?
Yes, it is! It is weird! It's also a great name for the podcast. I suppose unless you run a shop, there isn't really any reason to be doing such things. So what is the reason?
They're a limited edition flavour. So it was basically a case of get them while you can.
Okay.
And you did.
Okay, Del Boy. So, Ginny, what particular flavour are they?
It's the Walker's Christmas pudding flavour.
Oh, so it's a seasonal offering.
Yes.
Yeah. They're strange, but in a good way. They're spicy, but not hot spicy. Like, literally, the spices that you get in Christmas pudding.
Okay, you mean like a kind of Victorian...
It's almost like a mulled crisp.
Yeah. Mulled crisp, yeah, I like that.
Where are you storing them?
In my
I've got a lock-up down Peckham.
It's quite a yellow storage space.
Where are you storing them all, Ginny?
They're in my office. I'm actually looking at them now.
Oh, you're about to chow down on some. Lovely.
How many bags have you got left, then?
To be honest, probably about 90.
So that's Ginny. Now it's over to you. Once again, the number is 81215. Get in touch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Five words. $5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time once again for radio's easiest game to play. Fortunately, though, it's also the hardest one to win. That is a fact. But people have done it in the past, and hoping to be the next is Perry. Good morning, Perry.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Perry, welcome to the show. Perry is in Portsmouth, loves a bit of classic rock. Occasionally, when he's feeling flirty, does the main station.
Oh.
That's our okay. Pezza for you there. Perry, I believe is it your son's birthday tomorrow? Is that correct?
It is, yeah. He's 13 tomorrow.
What's it? Give him a shout-out, Perry. Give him a shout-out, will you?
Oh, happy birthday, Charlie. Hope you have a good day, I suppose. That's the best I can do, Dave.
That's perfect. That was absolutely...
That's really nice.
It had
very
all
upbeat.
The facts. Yeah. It was brief. It was perfect. Okay, so on the eve of your son Charlie's birthday, you're playing Five Words, Five Grand. Who would you most like to be matched with on the random player generator?
I'd pick Glenn Moore, actually.
You would pick Glenn Moore. Well, let's give it a spin and see if it's Glenn. Here we go. It's definitely going to be Glenn. 100%. Glenn. It's Anna Geary. Of course it's Anna Geary. The Pothole Princess is in play.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Time to leave the studio. Anna, thank you very much indeed. Here is your walkout music. Okay.
Right.
Perry, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, the most logical word, a follow-on, an opposite, whatever that may be to you. But what you really want to try and do is think, what's Anna going to say? Because shortly I will be giving Anna the same... Don't laugh when I say what's Anna going to say. I will give Anna the same five words, and if she says the same thing as you, well, it's £5,000, which I think legally you have to give to your son Charlie on his 13th birthday, so you can pass that straight over to him if you win it, Perry.
Yeah, a portion of it, yeah.
A portion. OK, let's go with a portion. That's fine. OK, good luck. Here we go. The first word is advent.
Calendar.
Yes.
Fish.
Bowl.
Fish bowl. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sofa.
Very difficult one, that one.
That's really hard. I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I think there's two for me.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not helping, is it?
No.
I've literally got a million options for sofa. What are you thinking, Perry? Take your time. There's no rush, but have a think. Sofa. Just run it around your brain a little bit.
Seat. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Sofa seat. Oh.
I've got bed or cushion. Or sofa bed.
Surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Surfing. Of course.
Sofa surfing, of course. You still doing that? Or?
Yeah. Don't like to talk about it, but yeah.
Hey, dudes. Oh, look who's come to hang for the weekend. It's Uncle Matty. Okay, your next word is smiley.
Happy.
And finally, kitchen.
Anna. So it's going to have to be kitchen...
Kitchen.
It's another tricky one.
Quite a lot.
Well, that's not helping either, is it?
No.
No.
Kitchen. Counter.
There you go. And breathe. We have your five words. Stay right there. Anna Geary is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Anna Geary, hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to the studio. Perry, it is time to get down to business. Good luck. Here we go. Anna, what's the first word that comes to mind if I say advent?
Calendar.
Correct.
Yes.
I've got two.
Have you?
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Impressive.
Let me just
Both
I feel like today you need to call me Annie G.
Yeah.
Let's call you Annie G. That's how you roll.
Are they both chocolate?
One's white chocolate and the other one's Terry's chocolate orange.
Oh, right.
Are you doing two a day or are you going to do one all the way up to Christmas Eve and then start the new advent calendar on Christmas Day?
I'm doing two a day. But I like your method. Mm.
Yeah. Did you say Terry's chocolate orange?
Yeah.
Stop! They need to pay for advertising! I knew that was coming.
Okay. Advent calendar. Good. Fish.
Chips.
Fish bowl. Which is a great answer, but chips is also a great answer. Sorry, Perry, you have not won the money today. Let's do the remaining words, shall we? What have you got for sofa?
Cushion.
Yeah.
You've got two of those as well.
Smiley.
Smiley. Happy.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
well done. I'm singing Smiley Happy.
Smiley Happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be it, right?
Yeah. I've got a smiley face. Sure.
Yeah, some consolidation, yeah.
Kitchen.
Sink.
Counter. Which means we end on 2 out of 5 on this morning's 5 Words, 5 Grand. Perry, thanks for tuning in on Classic Rock. Happy birthday to your son, Charlie, for tomorrow. And we'll speak to you again real soon, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Nice one. Cheers, Perry. This, of course, means we go again tomorrow morning. If you're available to play 5 Words, 5 Grand live around 7:30 a.m. on your Tuesday, simply text your name right now. And that number is 81215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Is it weird that I'll get the ball rolling this week. Is it weird that I have a 5-year-old daughter who has requested to have her room decorated like Victoria's Secrets?
No.
What?
What?
I'm not even kidding.
Hey.
I was like, what? everyone who has a kid, you know, of a certain age, well, Matt, I don't know how long this goes on for. Matt, you'll be best placed to tell me this.
Yeah.
But Evie's at that age where she, like, wants her room themed, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
We've got, like, planets stuck to the ceiling that glow up in, you know, in the dark. That's because nice. She wanted, like, a space theme. Then she wants to be underwater. Then she wants it to be a bit Harry Potter. Then she wants it to be unicorn. And magical, and this is a kind of conversation. Dad, can you do my room like that? I'm like, yeah, I'll get round to that, and just hope she forgets. And she came up to me, she said, Dad, can I have my room like Victoria's Secret? And I was like,
where's she got this from?
Well, it turns out it was during some screen time that I'd given her. This was on YouTube Kids, so you were pointing me in the direction of YouTube Kids.
YouTube Kids is better because it blanks out the bad stuff from YouTube.
And Evie's favourite thing to watch, you know, she's going to be 6 this week. Her favourite thing to watch is where those videos where you just see, like, the person's hands.
Yeah.
And they're, like, they're like making stuff and they're kind of narrating over the top.
Mm.
And this person, she showed me the video, this person was painting something and she painted it pink and black. And she said, oh, it looks like Victoria's Secrets. She actually said that.
What a weird reference.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Know your audience. Come on.
So I've done it, obviously. She's got mannequins.
Yeah. I mean, of all the shops, I mean, would it have been weirder if she'd been like, I want it decorated like Robert Dias?
That'd be so
cool.
Your
room is only ever going like a week. You know it's the only place we go in this house, young lady. It's going to look like a Wix. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty weird, isn't
it? That is very, very weird.
Glenn, what about you? Have you completed the sentence this
week? Yeah, okay. I'll have to explain what is after the end of this. So what happened was, basically, we took Elliot, our 3-year-old, to the shops, and we were like, you can get yourself a toy, and we were trying to get him the cheapest toy that was there.
It wasn't a Victoria's Secret.
It wasn't a Victoria's Secret. No.
Let's not talk about the toys available there. Thank you, Matthew.
He really wanted, like, cards. He wanted, like, Top Trumps cards.
Okay.
And we were like, well, let's get some dinosaur ones, because he loves dinosaurs. He'd be able to be like, Velociraptor versus T-Rex or whatever. Yeah. And at the last second, he wanted to switch it out for some Jurassic Park ones he found. So we were like, oh, that'd be great for him, you know, because it's all, like, animated and stuff. That'd look great. So we got him some Jurassic Park Top Trumps. Yeah. And we opened up when we got home, and it's the humans of Jurassic Park. There's not a single dinosaur in there.
Oh, no.
It's not a single dinosaur. It's like Sam Neill, Charisma 10 or whatever.
It's like Alan
Cullen versus Lex.
Yeah, right. And it's like real deep cuts. I was looking at these like, I didn't. When was William H. Macy? So he's obviously, Elliot's obviously absolutely gutted, but we're trying to get him like really into the cards because we spent $7.99 on them. So is it weird that I'm trying to convince a toddler to be really into Laura Dern?
Yeah, no, I didn't know Samuel Jackson was in the first movie either. It was an early appearance from him.
I don't know who the cards are for. There are no dinosaurs.
So weird.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Hi, Dave and the team. Is it weird that when I talk to myself in my head, I speak in an Irish accent, even though I'm from Newcastle and have never been to Ireland in my life? Thoughts, please, Steve. Well, Steve.
I don't know what to make of it.
It's weird, I suppose. Is it like another
impressive character? I quite like it,
yeah.
I might try it myself. Yeah.
Is it like that bit in The Commitments where the lad's in the bath? Are you like interviewing yourself?
Well, Terry.
Terry, that's a very good question. Terry. Are you doing
maybe
that?
Maybe it's that, yeah. It must be that.
Yeah.
Or is it like you've got a little angel on one shoulder and then Liam Neeson on the other?
Very specific set of skills.
You do a good Liam Neeson, don't you, Matt?
No.
No, okay, fine, let's move on, shall we? Anna Geary, would you like to complete the sentence, is it weird that I...
Is it weird that I sang with my choir for the Christmas light switch on of one house?
Yes, it is weird. It is weird. Even the little Irish person who's in Steve's head is saying that's weird right now. So one house.
One house on a road in East London.
Did they know in advance?
they had like planned.
Go away!
Well, apparently it's an annual thing. So right. It's just this one road. I mean, it's very cute. And like all the neighbours come out and we just did our Christmas medley and our repertoire.
Oh, what is in the Christmas... Hey, don't just throw that away. What's in the Christmas medley?
Oh, like we do one line of a Christmas song that goes into another line of a Christmas song and then another. So
and then
got
into
like...
Creep by Radiohead. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And is that something you've been... Did you do that last year?
Well, I wasn't with this particular choir last year, but they did do it last year. So I've had to basically speed learn it all.
Okay.
Because it's about 5.5 minutes, this Christmas medley.
It sounds difficult, yeah.
Go away! So you just rocked up at this house, you all sung a Christmas medley, and then the person turned their lights on.
Yeah, and then there was fireworks.
Who is this person?
Wow, apparently they're like a chef in Covent Garden.
Oh, right.
And then what did you do afterwards? Just all shuffle off down the road and go to the pub or something?
Well, then we went into the choir leader's house and we all just sang lots of songs that we've been working on all year.
Are you going back in January to switch them off?
That's a good idea.
The medley in reverse. Hi, Dave and the team. This just popped in. Actually, let me proofread this as we are live. Oh, okay. Hi, Dave and the team. Is it weird that my husband gets itchy toes when he sees someone wearing driving gloves? He shouts, "Oh, me toes have gone." It's a good name for the podcast. Thank you very much indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, the spiritual home of Whamageddon. Now, this is how Whamageddon works for all you newcomers. The object of this challenge is to go as long as possible without hearing Wham's Last Christmas. I ain't hating on Wham. It's a great song. It is just omnipresent at this time of year. That's what makes it such an interesting challenge. Now, the challenge started yesterday. It started on December 1st, and it ends at midnight on Christmas Eve. Now, only the original version of the song counts. So if you hear a cover, and there are many of them, remixes, whatever it may be, you're fine. Listen to those instead. The moment you hear the original song and recognise it, you are out, you have been whammed. And finally, you cannot deliberately wham someone and get them out. Don't be that person. Nobody likes that person. Now, this year, yet again, we promise you a wham-free zone here on The Breakfast Show between 6 and 10. And when it comes to Absolute 80s and the Rayo app, you're going to get a wham warning. I have recorded them personally. I recorded them back in July. That's how careful I'm being about it this year. It will say that Wham! Last Christmas is coming up, so you can avoid it. If you do get whammed, well, let us know how it happens so maybe others can, you know, avoid a similar
similar fate. The number is 81215, or you can email me, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk, or drop into my DMs on Insta. And so, already, it has begun. Dave, whammed by a midwife immediately after my wife gave birth, says Richard Morris. After the birth of our son Alfred on Friday, I wasn't expecting to be whammed anytime soon. However, at 10:08 on December 1st, it happened. I asked the midwives to stop whamming dads by switching radio stations. Leave the parents alone. Sorry, Richard.
Special moment
congratulations.
Ruined. Yeah, yeah. It's awful, isn't it?
It's funny how that's his takeaway. Honestly, he's just had a son born, Alfred, on Friday, and he immediately slipped into my DMs. Liam Brown says, I think I've been whammed. I turned on... I got into work on Sunday, turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard around 9:30 a.m. was Last Christmas. It was played by Wes Butters at Hits Radio. But as soon as the song ended, Wes said he played it deliberately to ruin Whamageddon for everyone who listens to this breakfast show. Dear. Now, the thing is, Liam, Wes Butters, he deliberately whammed you all, so you're still in.
Oh.
It's absolutely fine. As soon as he announced it was a deliberate whamming, Wes Butters undid himself.
He did, yeah. So he's come a cropper.
Colin says, unbelievable. Just put up the Christmas decorations on the 1st of December, then went into the kitchen to start the Sunday roast. What a lovely image Colin paints, isn't it?
Nice.
As usual, I like to put some music on when I'm cooking, and I was feeling in the Christmas mood. And then I said the following words. Play Christmas music. I heard the opening bars to Last Christmas by Wham. I fell to my knees like William Dafoe in Platoon. To make matters worse, my partner shouted down the stairs, ha-ha, you've been whammed! Oh. I fell face forward onto the floor.
That's from Colin.
Yeah, what to say to your partner, so have you.
I know. If you're not playing, though, you know, you're invincible, aren't you? That's the annoying thing. But for those of you who are still in Whamageddon, well, good luck out there. And know two things. If you do get whammed, I want to hear about it. As I say, it's 8:12:15. And secondly, coming up, a member of the team has also already been whammed. We'll be finding out who it is.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Where right now, we're going to keep it on the whammageddon tip. Because Matt Dyson... You have some truly sad news to share with us all.
I can't believe it. It's the earliest I've ever been taken out of the game.
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's the 2nd of December. When were you taken out?
On day one. And I was done about four times in the space of an hour.
What happened to you? You need
it
to share.
It was horrendous. Well, I went to London's Theatreland. That was my first mistake. Yes.
to wham the musicals.
Yeah. Took best to see the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, right, at the Palace Theatre, an amazing theatre. But outside... There are lots of rickshaws, as we've discussed previously.
Oh, no.
Right? But at first, it wasn't the rickshaws that got me. Coming up behind myself and Bess as we crossed the street to walk towards the theatre, I heard the sound coming in. I recognised it. And then about 10 sweaty Santa joggers ran past me and took me out in that very moment. They were running along the streets playing Last Christmas as they went.
Do you know
for
what?
Some reason.
I don't say this very often because I'm a lover, not a fighter, but scum. Absolute scum.
They did that on purpose.
So selfish. Wow. Well,
hang on. You got whammed by 10 sweaty joggers in Santa hats in front of your teenage daughter.
Yes, exactly.
What a way to go.
That's what happened. And then from there, the rickshaws came in. I was reeling.
Well, like the Red Arrows.
I was spinning
part of London on a Saturday night. I was doing a few gigs on Saturday and I couldn't even envisage getting home without hearing it. It's like the Warriors. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get home safely tonight without hearing
I was in a mess. You've got to wear noise cancelling headphones. Yeah. If you walk through that area, wear noise cancelling headphones. It's the only way to survive.
Well, Matt, I don't know. It may come as some small, I don't know. It may mean something to you to know that you're not the only presenter here at Absolute Radio who has been whammed already.
Oh, really?
Because the same has happened to the wildly lovable Emil Franchi.
Oh, no.
And he's left us a voice note. Here we go.
Hi, Dave and team. This is Emil Franchi. I'm just getting in touch to let you know that I've been whammed by Sabrina Carpenter, which isn't a bad way to go, to be honest. Day one, out of there.
Yeah, Emil's girlfriend pointed out, you know, he should stop looking at her content all of the time. Yeah. You know, but yeah, Emil's gone and Matt Dyson is gone.
So early.
If you have been whammed or when you do get whammed, get in touch at 8-12-15 or it is Dave_Berry_Insta. Let me know in my DMs. Stay safe, people.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and right here, right now, on The Breakfast Show, it's all about Matt Dyson and that social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
When it comes to bonus titbits, Matt, what you got?
We haven't had any Josh Weller for a while.
He's funny guy.
He's like a proper musician and now he's turned into a comedian and he does a lot of great stuff on Instagram and TikTok. And his latest one is how all singers on every indie song in the mid-noughties sounded when they were singing. Okay. Yeah, the era of indie sleaze. This is what it sounds like.
Singing really low in the verse, yeah, you don't stop singing and you never take a breath and the reverb up. You go on and on and on and you say cigarette, then the chorus comes. Then you go up high and you keep singing high, you just sing one note.
I'm looking at you, editors. Yeah. I'm looking at you, the killers.
Quite a bit of Brandon Flowers in there. Just say cigarette is a great observation. I love it. They all did that. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be singing along with it later and I've saved your data.
And may I just quickly say, of course, there's Absolute Radio Noughties. If that's whet the appetite, get involved in the Rayo app.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it. The first breakfast show of the week comes trundling to a triumphant conclusion. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and for joining in. Don't forget you can listen again to the whole show on demand in the free Rayo app, or you can wait patiently for about 5 minutes for the latest edition of the Daily Podcast to arrive. Matt, it needs a title.
What are the options?
Well, I don't think we're going to be happy with the first two. The fact the producers even wrote them down has angered me in such a way. She hasn't put it up yet.
It was very early in the day. Don't be harsh on yourself, Dave.
It's not a sentence,
is
it?
And you've
been
hanging around with lots of kids at the weekend at a party, so it's fine.
I've only got one audio channel, sadly. Oh, yeah. That was your letting yourself down there.
Behind the curtain that no one needed, wasn't it? Yeah.
Which leaves us with whammed by 10 sweaty Santas. So
yes,
that's got to be it, really.
On day one as well. What
it's
a way to
be
go.
It. So the podcast is named Whammed by 10 Sweaty Santas. Get that wherever you get your pods. Up next, across all 9 of our playlist, the no repeat guarantee continues, and you'll be given the details you need to enter our Christmas cash countdown, which is worth £512,000 this coming Friday, guaranteed to one person. We'll be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.